show.
All right, if y'all want to say a free bus, I can say Gremlins. If what? So let me try to put on my mellow shirt and my mellow pants.
Yes, please.
Deep breath. So it has been drawn to our attention that there are members of the, no, I'm trying to be real diplomatic right now, Krista. Bear with me.
No problem.
At the end of the day, I still have a job to return to. So, for the members of the public, yes, you are road users. Yes, you do pay your, well, sorry, you don't pay road tax anymore. But then again, yes, you do pay through the pump or whatever the case is. When there is a situation, an emergency, and you see those big red trucks, you see emergency, and it's not only for the Barbados Fire Service, you see emergency personnel. One of the things that I need people to note and to understand is that anytime fire officers, anybody of the Barbados Fire Service responds to an incident and deems it that they need to do some sort of, what do we call it, control. Whether it be crowd control, whether it be that they need to corner off or close off a certain part of the road to protect not only one, the appliance, two, themselves, and three, the victim or victims. Fire service personnel are to be adhered to. In the absence of police, we do have the right to give guidance or to ask for certain things to be done. Now, when police arrive, then they are the authority on these matters. But in the absence of police officers or any member of the Royal Barbados Police Force, the Barbados Fire Service has the right, and it is in law, to ask or to direct traffic and persons. So when you officer, sorry, you motorists out there come upon a scene and see officers have the road cornered off or they have it blocked off at a certain point, whatever the case is, they are operating out of safety protocols. It does not, and that not is in inverted commas and capital letters.
An exclamation mark.
An exclamation mark.
I got it.
That does not give you the right, because police are not on the scene, to disregard any instructions given by fire officers and to do your own thing. You are putting your life at risk, you're putting officers' lives at risk, and you're also putting members of the public. So when you can be telling, but we got it covered, it'll be this and the next, dying away. That is not what it is. If there was a member of the Royal Barbados Police Force there in uniform, that would not have been your response. People fail to realize that, yes, in the absence, if you stop us, or you impede us from carrying out our duties, we do have the power to arrest. We may not enforce it as we should, but there is that right given once you impede us from carrying out our duties. On top of that, because sometimes resources might be limited at that point in time, they may decide not to take that route. But if an officer arrives on scene, that officer can ask the policeman to arrest that person. So those persons who did not know that before and think that you can just do as you please and there'll be no sort of repercussions, think again. That, once information again gets carried, you ascertain the person's information, you get their license plate or whatever, and that information is passed over to the police, you can be prosecuted. And I'm not making this up, as I say to you. I did my research.
Right.
Because I always wanted to know about arresting. I didn't want to be a police officer, but I always wanted to know about arresting. And again, what is even more disturbing is that they have areas cornered off. Public just walk into the scene. Now, you're not there to render any assistance. You're not there as a family member of the persons who may be involved in the accident or whatever. But when officers ask you to move back or to move out of the scene, you are going to, in Beijing, this November, so we can use Beijing words, cuss and carry on as you please. Mm-hmm. Now, that is one, it's not helping the situation.
Yeah.
And two, you don't even know that you could be arrested. Mm-hmm. Once a police officer comes, you can be arrested. We can ask for that to happen. So again, let respect be due where it is due. We respect you. We ask that once we are carrying out, once we are in uniform, once we're carrying out our duties, that you also extend the same courtesies and the same respect.
That's
so
right.
When officers ask you to move out or to move off of the scene, you do that. You don't be cussing and carrying on. This is Barbados. This is a free place. You can't tell me part to stand up and this and the next and the third. Boss man, boss woman, you're wrong.
Correct.
And that is me being actually quite mellow at this point in time, because I, honestly speaking, to hear that that is the level that we have come to, it is really disheartening. But we would go other places and we would expect people to respect us. You would want to go up in the States and you would want to go to Europe and all these places, and you conform to these people's rules. But you as a citizen in your own country, you don't know how to follow the rules or to conform to the rules. But then you would want to be saying something else about this and the next. What is society the way it is? Because you are a member of society and you are the person who makes society what it is.
Amen. Amen.
As a grown adult too, you know what I mean? And then you hear some of these same people criticize our young people about the young people who they have to look up to for us as adults. And if we as adults do not know how to behave, then
that's true.
What sort of message are we sending to our young people?
That's true. That's true. And of course, we know you can't be teaching young people to respect authority and then not respect authority, because they'll do times worse than what you're doing. And, you know, it's saddening. It's saddening to hear that there are situations like this occurring where people are just utterly disrespecting the authority of the officers of the Barbados Fire Service. And this is information that people need to hear, so that even if they see somebody else doing it, they say, listen, you can't get arrested for that. Stop it. Right? So thank you very much for bringing that out, and as passionately and as mellow as you did, Officer Ford. But yes, go ahead.
Yes, just to add though, because we are on the topic of road users and so on, to add on a point of safety for, this is the public again, in, you know, when there's an accident, usually, obviously, persons, civilians are on the scene before any fire officers or ambulance personnel, etc. Just to remind persons that with vehicles such as hybrid vehicles, and the all electrical vehicles, that sometimes you have to be very cognizant of how you approach these vehicles, because even though the vehicle is stopped, even though the ignition might be off, the vehicle might still be electrically charged. And with the hybrid vehicles, for example, you have two elements of risk to worry about, which would be electricity along with gasoline, which adds to your risk. So just want to remind person, be very cognizant of how you approach these vehicles or try to render assistance if you happen to be on a scene before ambulance or fire service or police personnel. Yeah, that's just a general reason. Because some of these vehicles are carrying electricity, even though they might be off and so on, for up to 15 minutes or so. Up to 15 minutes or so after this vehicle has been disarmed, so to speak, it can still be carrying high electrical voltage. Yeah. And so please be mindful of people, because there are some vehicles up there that fit into that category. I can say to you, for example, that the new electronic buses do fall into that category as well. Mm. In terms of, even though that kill switch has been deactivated, you have to wait at least 15 minutes before. And this goes for even us as trained personnel. We cannot go and cut one of those vehicles until at least you wait 15 minutes for that to de-energize. Yeah. So these are things that some of the public don't know, but it is very important information. And I just thought that it would have been fitting to share it with you you know, so that you can,
of course, yeah,
you know, just in case you wanted to render assistance and you become cognizant of these things.
And I think too, yes, persons are eager to assist where they see someone in need, but you also, as we always say, make sure that before you do anything that you call before you click. So before you decide you're going to go and help or you're going to start recording and propose on social media, you shouldn't even be doing that in the first place.
Right.
But before you do anything else, make sure you call and report it, whether it be 311 to the fire service, 211 to police, 511 to the ambulance. Make sure you call and report it first. And then you must also observe safety protocols, as in, is there dumb power lines? Is it an electrically charged vehicle?
Correct.
Different things you have to know. So don't just rush in.
Wow. All right. So we just have a few more minutes left, but I know that there's something else that you wanted to.
I just say, my favorite words, don't take anything for granted.
Yes. True.
I guess basically that's it. I'm trying to get back into my mellow mood now.
Oh, that's all good.
Thinking about concrete.
Okay, yeah. We'll end on the concrete note.
Yes, we're ending on concrete note.
Oh man, well thank you very much, officers, fire and life safety officers, Natasha Ford, Jason Collins, and Kevin Sobers, for sharing with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. And for those persons again out there who continue to listen to the show and who continue to meet us from time to time, but obviously, you know, we listen and we've learned so much, and I've done this at home and I've done that. I want to say to each and every one of you, yes, big applause, But again, thank you very much for, you know, constantly tuning in and making the 311 show what it is, because the reason that we are doing this show is for you.
Yeah.
It's not, I really like talking that much. It's not that Jason doesn't have any other thing out there to do. I'm sure when we go back to our desk, there's going to be a lot of work.
Definitely.
So, you know what, on that note, again, it is because of you, the citizens of Barbados, because of you that we do this, that we are passionate about this, because at the end of the day, we want everyone to be as safe as possible.
Yes. Yes. I just want you to know that the young lady who they saw, who they just heard and saw speak so adequately, that is the same person that was speaking earlier. They're not two different persons. It's all one person.
Okay. Fair enough. Of course. Well, I thank you, Fire and Life Safety Officers, and of course to the listeners and to the viewers as well who will see this on Facebook or on YouTube as well. Yeah, because we now have our YouTube channels. You can always contact the Barbados Fire Service at
535-7829-33.
All right. And of course, you can contact the Barbados Fire Service for any other information. There is lots to share, so they'll be happy to share with you. And I'm Crystal J. Paul, thanking you for listening or viewing right here on VOB 92.9 FM. And God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And as they always say,
bring the cookies.
Our reputation is no reputation.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service, 311.